And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And I hope you guys had a pretty invigorating listen coming there from the previous discussion that my colleague in Valde just had there with a representative of MTC. Now, as you are transitioning from the home run into the business and economic zone, the indication for tonight is that we are finishing off on the economic outlook for the rest of this year. And where I ended off with last night's take is in terms of looking at the trade statistics from August alone. However, the updated economic outlook that the Central Bank of Namibia, that's the Bank of Namibia, has is of also the month of August, or ending at the period of August, taking a look towards the end of the year. Now, I know, guys, the points that I left us on last night had to look at where in the various, you know, international and local economic analysts actually are pointing to, well, firstly, they were anticipating if the current price on a barrel of oil would stay the same, i.e. below the $100 mark for a barrel of crude oil. If it stayed the same, hovering at the 90, hovering at the 91, 92, 93, up to $95 a barrel, things would have been all right, in at least for any kind of fuel pressures that could ultimately cause more strain on what we can afford as consumers, you and I. If that scenario stayed the same, for sure, analysts were indicating, yes, they can forecast, taking a look at a trend of events. If this trend still persists, yes, you can expect approximately one or other decreases on the petrol price, or on the fuel prices. That, unfortunately, experienced the one of the biggest upsets last week, where OPEC just went and said, you know what, since this is the price, we're going to cut production. Now, you know, guys, when you decrease production on something, you are actually pushing up, you're making it slightly more scarcer, you're putting a scarcity element on it, thus increasing the price, because the less there is of something, the more it would cost. The more there is of something, the less it would cost. It's not to say it's basic economics, but you just have to look at the instance of how much is being allowed, or how much is available of a product on the market, how less of a product is also available on the market. Now, we'll quickly take a short break. From the short break, we'll come back right after this, heading into the rest of our discussion here on your Business and Economic Zone.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered.
Now, coming back from our extended break right there, it's important to note, guys, where we left off just before it in terms of the scarcity and abundance principle. The more scarce something becomes, the more pricey it becomes. The more in abundance it is, the more cheaper or the more affordable the pricing becomes. Now, obviously, this is something that anyone, you know, would recognize, anyone would acknowledge, anyone would take recognition of. But we've got to ask the following question with regards to this scarcity abundance principle heading into the rest of this year. Now, as we stray or veer off, especially from the trade statistics that I began with last night, and heading into the economic outlook specifically for Namibia, just want to you know, touch on one or two key aspects from the trade statistics. Now, analysts expected Namibian exports to be under pressure towards the end of the year. Actually, they still expect these exports to be under pressure. You see, what we are sending out, what we are selling. Now, just to take key note of this, manufacturing and mining products accounted for most of Namibia's exports for the month of August. So you had almost 49% for manufacturing and a good solid 46% for mining. However, it saw a decrease of at least 14.3% month on month, an 11.3% decrease as well month on month respectively for August. So these two sectors, mining and manufacturing, each in their own rights or in their own spheres or in their own zones of influence, experienced decreases from the month of July. The performance of July signaled higher export rates than the month of August. The main export destinations during August for this year, or for 2022, was actually Botswana, buying at least 22% of our exports. South Africa, at least soaking up 18% of said exports. China at 10.1%. Zambia at 8.5%. And the UAE at 7.1%. Now, remember, guys, with the notable take that I had earlier this year with regards to Namibia delivering its first batch of Namibian beef, especially from the northern communal area meat producers to Ghana. Understand that these will be various kinds of new boundaries, various kinds of new frontiers that Namibian products will try to reach. We have to understand, guys, even though the AFCTA, you know, that free trade agreement for the continent, is still being adopted, scrutinized, promotions with regards to various, you know, government agencies all across the continent are actively trying to have a buy-in or achieve a buy-in from people on the ground, i.e., from academics to education systems to local business entities and business leaders to technology hubs, tertiary institutions, all the works of, you know, almost like a broader scope of a society on the continent. This agreement in itself, there is sort of like, to say that it's in full force is more like a overstatement. Rather to say that some countries are still looking at ways in terms of personalizing this specific template for their country in order to meet the various needs that their business community, that their stable of products can ultimately achieve. Now, Namibia is trying to do the same thing. We are testing the waters to see how we can have solid channels of bilateral relations, i.e. it culminates, you know, actively and effectively into positive economic activity between two countries. Because ultimately, the good thing about establishing trade relations, not just bilateral relations, is that there's money bouncing between two destinations, i.e. actually between two countries. Countries are buying from each other. They are supporting each other's ecosystems. Effectively, what you would see between the EU and the North American market. What you would see between the United States and Canada, or the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Because those three countries have this almost synergized, almost this kind of mutual trade. How can I put it? It's a symbiotic relationship, but actually, instead of it being two people or two entities in this relationship of symbiosis, it's actually three entities, three parties, three countries. If you guys know what that specific trade treaty is known as, I know it's the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. It's the thing that Donald Trump tried to tear up, especially with the previous Mexican president just said, no, thank you. If you want to talk to us, you come to us. It's not up to you. So he created some bad blood, unfortunately. However, things are trying to be mended, but the North American Free Trade Agreement, just to put it to you in, to encapsulate it for you, ultimately was to see goods, services, and labor. Labor. Remember that skills, labor, is something, is also a product, and it is something when people can cross a border to go do a job, earn a living, and come back to their home country. This can be done. You see this in parts of the world. But let me stop the bus there, right there for you, because speaking of it in that sense, Namibia obviously would be very keen on understanding the immigration policies affiliated to such mechanisms and how it would impact our Namibian day of, you know, daily Namibian lives. That's the only thing that would be looked at. But ultimately, yes. So that's why I'm indicating to you, if you look at something like the NAFTA, the AFCTA ultimately tries to give this conducive platform for all the countries on the continent to talk to each other. However, as I still have to stress, there are still some not so good spots on the continent. I call them not so good spots because they are currently still experiencing either one or other form of political instability. Now, if you have political instability, unfortunately, it does not give a good platform for economic, you know, for a conducive economic climate in a country. Second onto that is also various disputes that are still unclarified or you have been left with no clear sight of being resolved between countries. The one major one is between, is it Ethiopia, Sudan, and Egypt, because of, was it Ethiopia that dammed up on the Nile? They built a dam wall. This obviously has led to threats. Now, the reason why you're not hearing much of it is because of the status in terms of how, once again, the world powers view a country like Sudan. So yes, there's still an unresolved situation there. Another unresolved situation is Ethiopia itself. And you can take your pick, especially there with that string of countries that are former line just above Central African Republic. So still a whole host of things that are left unresolved. However, if we come and I bring you back to a micro discussion, which is Namibia's discussion regarding our trade statistics. So yes, we might be seeing in the coming years, in the coming months, new destinations, new trade destinations opening up for Namibian goods and services. Our biggest concern, I'll have to put this, and this is just a conservative concern from my side, I'm still being conservative in this concern, is would we be able to sustainably meet and maintain said demand from these new areas? I mean, the US is there, Saudi Arabia is there, the United Arab Emirates is between them. We've got countries like Thailand, Turkey, Japan, Switzerland, Singapore, Austria, Canada, Taiwan, Mexico in the mix in terms of what we have in terms of performance. Or, and remember, these are all statistics that come from the Namibia Statistics Agency. Now, that's Namibia's trade activity, you know, trade statistics. So these are the various kinds of international countries. Netherlands, once again, is featuring prominently there. However, there is a new addition in terms of France, two new additions, France and Belgium. But still, if you had to look at this list, right, a lot of them feature in the developed world. A lot of them feature prominent economies around the world. Thus, and that's the question that we would have to ask ourselves in terms of having some sense of introspection, is would we be able to sustainably maintain said levels of trade? Now, I'll mention sort of like the next analysis, bit of analysis. And just to let you know, this is just adding on to a few things that the NSA in the trade statistics of August noted and took note of, is because Europe is heading into, the Northern Hemisphere, let me just put it in a blanket statement there, the Northern Hemisphere is heading towards their winter period. Now, their winter period ultimately would mean a larger appetite for energy, especially since they have various kinds of utilities that require more quantities of it. For example, gas, oil, or gas and oil, coal, I almost said charcoal, but not that, but coal itself for power stations. So the possibility is there that there would be spikes in these specific commodities. Now, just before I hit the next ad break at the top of the hour, here at 7 o'clock, the notable thing is that going forward, a deteriorating global outlook will weigh heavily on Namibia's export potential. So even if we step up our game, if we can provide more in order that there is more available to said client markets, the unfortunate thing is these client markets might potentially say no. Now we come back after the short break.
The International University of Management, IUM, witete umbo no namba no kushiwe fakuja. Umanjirorongo otuataya academic year 2023. Ukapatruka, ende rinapa ife ulikode paparoe mo education. Ukarolongi fikoda, ile ukufe o health and social science. Osho maifano information and communication technology. O strategic management and leadership. Na taimonika no tourism. Osho hospitality and event management. Business administration ikuterera. Environmental studies and postgraduate studies at Shota de Monica. We're there, Oto Monica ko website, www.eagle.fm
FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5.
Listen to Eagle FM. The International University of Management, IUM. Witete umbo no namba no kushiwe fakuja. Umanjirorongo otuataya academic year 2023. Ukapatruka, ende rinapa ife ulikode paparoe mo education. Ukarolongi fikoda, ile ukufe o health and social science. Osho maifano information and communication technology. O strategic management and leadership. Na taimonika no tourism. Osho hospitality and event management. Business administration ikuterera. Environmental studies and postgraduate studies at Shota de Monica. We're there, Oto Monica ko website, www.ium.edu.na. Ilo tarere po embiro da IUM, dikulipo pepi, mo venduka, mongwe renguru, mongwe diva, no mompae, Ota de Monica. Wirero tu hangi kongo di ya venduka 061 ongo di ne natu natu ome wavedi hamano inda komesho kufe tokorori rimonjira toiko mbona kui wainerao pamwena IUM.
Whether you're a fat cookie or a paraiki, 20K could be on your way. Stay tuned. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle
My friend,
FM.
Why Let's do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, we come back and the key thing here is in terms of economic analysts in Namibia indicating that Namibian exports will be under pressure towards the end of the year. That does point towards a sort of like a, it's not to say that it's, you know, some form of, well, it is caution. You actually point towards a sense of caution. But we've got to understand the key thing out of that specific take is that unfortunately, the situations around the world have not improved. We are now seeing increased trade limitations. Not to say that there are sanctions, however, but for some reason, I do not know what's up with the American presidents and why they have a major issue with China. I really don't know. You know, if there is a country that potentially should have sort of like a rebalancing of our bilateral and potentially our trade, is Namibia, especially with China. But, you know, if we are to benefit from said bilateral relations, is that you see skills transferring, you see, you know, investment. Well, obviously the investments might already be there, but you see skills transferring, you see various kinds of hand-in-hand kind of development programs taking place, i.e. ultimately, well, not to say that this could, you know, change Namibia's market ultimately into one other kind of form of an extension of the Chinese market, but still, we have bilateral relations with China, so ultimately, we need to leverage on said scope, said relations. But, and there's always a but in this, guys. There's always a but. When we look at global and regional economy outlook, the central bank has it that the global economic growth is projected to slow during this year, 2022 and 2023. So, thinking that things would only, that the bad cycle, if we can call it a bad cycle, that the negative trend in 2022 would end at the end of December, unfortunately, that's our bad news. That's our misunderstanding, because it won't happen. This is, as I mentioned to you last night, born out of the positive growth that 2021 signaled. Remember, if you went and you stopped all economic activity, meaning people from going to work, machines from operating, people from paying for goods and services, people from paying or businesses from paying for various equipments and various kinds of investments that they need to make, and you stop them from making money, your economy just flatlines. Now, remember the sort of like the negative growth that was indicated in 2020, which Namibia stood at like a -8. And I'm even being, you know, sort of like over the top, you know, in terms of throwing a 1 or 2 more percentage points down there to say that it's at it was at -8. Ultimately to be reversed by 2021's performance, but that only culminated in a positive 3.2 at best. That's also, I'm also speaking under correction with that percentage itself, because I think it was a 3 or a 4, a positive 3 or a positive 4. But still, there was a negative balance when you measure it up to 2020. Now, ultimately, 2022 was all about balancing it out. Balancing it out. Unfortunately, it won't be able to. Now, the projected decline in the global growth during 2022 and 2023 is on the back of high economic costs that are emanating from the ongoing Ukraine conflict, through higher commodity prices, i.e. what we are seeing from our petrol price, or the international crude oil price, or specific other kinds of commodities that have also increased in their value, particularly for food and fuel, trade disruptions, as well as also tighter financial conditions resulting from higher inflation rates in major economies. Now, in major economies, what we've got to note here is, guys, and this is unfortunately, now, I'd like to correct this specifically for some of our listeners also, like the gentleman of last night. I know you are listening, but in terms of where you indicated of dropping a zero here, taking a zero there, pulling a zero here and adding a zero over there. Unfortunately, it's not as einfach as you made it sound. It is not as easy peasy lemon squeezy. It is not. Ultimately, your suggestion would have been inflating our currency. Ultimately, it would have been. Because your question was all about how does the 200 Namibian, how for how long has the 200 Namibian dollar been in circulation? Ultimately, can't we strengthen it? That, unfortunately, is a very, very, very deadly rope to walk for any country's currency. I have to stress this, because the money you have in circulation in your economy is a representation of the value of your economy. The amount of money that you have in circulation in your economy is the direct representation of the value of your economy. So Namibia cannot go and say that the economic value is 1 trillion Namibian dollars. No, because we would be asked by all the Bretton Woods institutions, which is the IMF and the World Bank, to justify this. We would be asked to justify this. Firstly, South Africa would come and ask us, justify this. And that's why I keep telling you here on the Business and Economic Zone, Namibia has never collected 100 billion Namibian dollars in tax collection alone. We have not done it. South Africa has collected 1 trillion Namibian dollars or 1 trillion rand in tax collection alone. Now, I'm just talking about collecting. Just collecting from tax. This is not even through monthly economic activity, i.e. businesses exporting and businesses importing things. I'm not even talking about that. That's just from collecting from tax. And tax is the for sure revenue stream of any state in the world. Any state. The unfortunate thing is, how, and why would you want to put your currency under such jeopardy? Now, it's just to clear up that specific take from last night's discussion, because the reason why you don't touch currency, the reason why you do not touch currency is because currency, unfortunately, is a very fragile component of any country's economy. It's a very fragile element. You see, the Americans are super scared, and I stress this still again, the Americans are super scared of the Chinese central bank. If you ask me why, I will tell you now. Even Barack Obama, even George W. Bush, even Bill Clinton, even George Bush Sr. constantly met with the Chinese premiers, which is their presidents. Those are the guys even before Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping is now the current Chinese premier or president. All of them constantly met with their Chinese counterparts in order to ask China to stop with what they perceived as currency manipulation. Apparently, the accusation came from the United States and from the IMF and the World Bank that China constantly manipulates their currency, the yuan. The yuan, not the yen. The yen is Japanese. The yuan is Chinese. Or if you want to use the other complicated name, the renminbi, which is the other name for the Chinese currency. The unfortunate thing there is China owns the largest foreign reserve in US dollar denomination. So if China wanted to devalue the United States dollar, the greenback, they would do so. All they would do is just release the money into the market. Now you have to understand, the Federal Reserve in the United States consistently prints money because they are basing the value for this money on the world economy. It's not Namibia which has to base its value of its currency on Namibia and Namibia's economic capabilities and economic prowess and economic policies. No, the United States bets and values their money on the global economy. Now, straying away from that perspective, in terms of the only current countries that can actually deal with currency manipulation, that can actually engage in keeping their currency at a lower level. The Japanese do the same thing. The Japanese consistently, because they are one of the top 10, they are part of the G7 and they are part of the G20, which is known as the top 20 economies of the world. The Japanese are the only current country that I currently know of, besides the Chinese, that actively keep their yen at a weaker level, as opposed to any currency in the world. One Namibian dollar can at least get you a good 200 yen. One Namibian dollar. But you know why the Japanese yen is kept at that level? It's because Japan is actually one of the world's largest technologically driven economies. Second on to that is also they produce a ton load of products for the world. A ton. And said products even have investments in one of the world's biggest economies, i.e. Toyota in North America, Honda in North America, Mitsubishi. You name it, you can run all those company names, all those Japanese company names. They ultimately reflect and represent the Japanese economic strength in the global market. Namibia does not have said prowess. Once again, why we cannot mess or dilly-dally with our currency. We cannot add a zero or take away a zero. Then I come into another peculiar case, specifically what the caller of last night also indicated in terms of the ECOWAS. Now, when you mention the ECOWAS region on the continent, please, listeners of the Business Economic Zone, I stress this with you now. The ECOWAS region is not as squeaky clean as you would perceive it to be, because we know that there is a African Union development, or the bank for the continent. It's the bank where we also went and borrowed money from as a country. Because we pay our dues, meaning we only borrow our dues. It's the same thing that we also do with the IMF and the World Bank. What we pay into that account is what we can borrow out of that account. You guys can look it up. It exists. As long as you've actively contributed to your sort of like your current account, you can borrow out of your current account. Now, ECOWAS, unfortunately, artificially supports the French economy. Artificially supports the French economy. Actually, not artificially. The French economy is an artificial economy because the Francophone speaking countries in the ECOWAS region pays membership fees to France. And then the money circulated from France back into the ECOWAS Francophone region, except for Nigeria. It's one of the biggest sort of like negatives that Nigeria has to deal with, because Nigeria and I think there's two other countries who are not Francophone, and they see this undue economic interference in a way in their region specifically. You see, if you're part of a cluster of countries or collective of countries, you actively want to see benefit for all of these countries in your bloc, right? That's the aim of SADC as well. Even though SADC ultimately has somewhat propelled South African industrial prowess and its industrial complex to spread throughout Southern Africa. I.e., that's why I can mention to you that you can find almost a ShopRite in almost any Southern African country, all the way up into Tanzania, all the way up into Kenya even. You can find them there. You will find South African businesses in Kenya. Now, that obviously is born out of sound economic practice, i.e. where the South Africans saw, listen, our product, our brands, our businesses, our companies can flourish. But what is going on in ECOWAS, only the Francophone countries can explain it to you. Only they can explain it to you. Why they pay money to the French economy and then borrow same money from French economy. Now, even though they decided on a common currency, you can also look it up, Nigeria did not like this common currency. Because this common currency, known as the, I think it's the Eco dollar or something of that same sense, it has a very, you know, it sounds similar to ECOWAS, the currency, the common currency. But most of it actually is supported by the French economy. Now, if you're looking for economic emancipation, if we are talking about economic emancipation, i.e. making us sound like a 21-year-old that has become mondig, because in Afrikaans, when you become 21, as we all know it, with 21, you are perceived to become an adult. In Afrikaans, we call it mondig, hulle word mondig. Now, these are the specific things that should actually be done away with in order for the Africa Free Trade Agreement to flourish. You see, when you have to look at global and regional outlook with regards to economic performance and economic activity, it's specifically such moves in the ECOWAS region of the continent that negates any positive developments taking place. So now you see, we here in Namibia, from our central bank, from our policymakers, i.e. our ministers and their advisors, even to our president, our head of state, all of them would be going like, but ECOWAS, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? And then we just look at our neighbors, next door neighbors here right next to us. Even Ghana, guys, has an issue. Yes, even Ghana has an issue with the ECOWAS region, specifically because of it's only the Francophone countries that pull benefit from it, from this arrangement, in most cases because of their close alignment still with France. Now, I'm someone that's a realist, guys. The unfortunate thing is, if we are to try and break away from our dependence on who were on the various countries that were previously colonizers on the continent, i.e. France, you have to develop yourself. You really have to. Now, once again, and this is one of the sad, sad realizations constantly. I mean, this morning's take in terms of Tate Nashila indicating to infrastructure, which is legacy infrastructure from South Africa, unfortunately, apartheid era infrastructure, the things are still standing, guys. The towns are still standing, guys. They are still standing. The only thing that we have now that is not actually being that this oldish or legacy infrastructure cannot support is that we now have a developing, our country is now actually growing, our population is growing, it's growing, more people are being born, people want more jobs, businesses need to be made. So, i.e. the old buildings that were left, that most of our ministries are still found in, the parliament, well, the parliament building, the Tintin Palace, is actually a colonial piece of infrastructure. It's known as, I think it's the Pink Palace or something like that, its name, the Tintin Palace. But it's still there. It is still there. Now, you also have to look at the uniqueness of this infrastructure, because what the South Africans found was ultimately that no one else would do it for them. They would do it themselves. I know, guys, it sounds bad. It makes me cringe as I'm sitting here, but you have to look at the reality in this picture that I'm portraying to you. The surefire thing is that the railway system, the railway tracks that you still find in Namibia were built by the Germans, not by the South Africans. Most of the road networks built in Namibia were built by the South Africans. They are still standing today. Once again, it only means that in order for us to flourish, and if we are looking for flourishing, yes, Uncle Bwana, it means we have to turn to ourselves, i.e. you and me, us Namibians, we have to look to ourselves. We actually have to convince our policymakers and even our political leadership, i.e. the ministers and their ministries, to place faith in us. To place faith in us, guys. Let's leave the discussions about food security, looking at agriculture, trying to expand. No. I mentioned to you something very important earlier this morning, which the Afrikaans Daily newspaper that the Republican had, or its direct translation is the Republican, where in the Confederation of the Construction, that association, organization that represents construction companies or the construction industry, CIF, that organization pointed towards establishing regulations as well as also the stakeholders that need to enforce said regulations in the construction industry. You see, if you do that, do you know how that will empower our local construction industry? Instead of what we call it, every Tom, Dick and Harry deciding, no, if I don't want to study anymore on university, I'll just go join my dad's operation in terms of building substandard houses. And then you find out said substandard houses were commissioned by one or other local authority. Then you hear people cannot move into these substandard houses because they are not up to standard as according to the local authority's standards on home dwellings. But if you find a mechanism where a proposal exists, the proposal has been hanging there in the air somewhere. You see, we don't even have to manufacture toothpicks. We just need to strengthen an industry through policies. You see, guys, you don't know what a policy actually does. Don't worry about the money. All you need to worry about is an industry, is it represented through papers, policy? Meaning, is there regulation that operators in the industry or in the sector can go and look up, see what dictates or actually controls or supervises or regulates the work they need to do? Because I'll tell you this, if you have regulation for an engineer, if you have regulation for a nurse or a doctor, if you have regulation for an accountant, if you have regulation for IT, not that I don't think many IT people in this country even know that they have to follow international IT regulations, which even supersedes Namibia's constitution, because there's a set standard globally of IT regulations, you've got to follow it. And that's internationally. Even CRAN, for us as radio stations, we have to follow CRAN regulations that are derived from the international set of regulations. So, why is the construction industry not being allowed to be regulated like that? And here's the nice thing. You've got knowledge silos. I say knowledge in terms of, you know, Guinness, you know, knowledge, information. You've got engineering firms here in Namibia that build and construct and consult exclusively for Namibia's needs and demands. Namibia has unique needs. So unique products can only be consumed by who? By us. I.e., anyone in that business, anyone operating as a consultant, would know that the money is guaranteed. The business is guaranteed. Now I'm asking you the question here. In order for a sector to flourish, to pick itself up, because we've been hearing good and solid and all that kind of stuff of who's operating where and where in the construction industry. Well, predominantly most of them have been identified as foreign companies, i.e. Chinese and international construction companies. But if you have local regulations, you would be able to develop your CV. Sort of like a portfolio or CV situation. Then you would be able to procure or to compete in a procurement process to build our next airport or even just to upgrade the airport. You would be able to do so. You would be able to do so. But there is also always two sides to a coin. The unfortunate thing is also, and it once again points back to my earlier discussions on the business and economic zone, is I want to see from local authorities their development plans. You see, it's all good and well if we hear from State House the Harambe Prosperity Plan 2.0. Next year it might, or for the next presidency, it might be 3.0 or 5.0 when I become 50, which is probably a good 10 years, 20 plus years from now. I'm not interested in hearing that. I want to know what local authorities are doing. Regional authorities. We have so-called governors in our regions. The governors should have or should be coordinating with said local authorities about development plans, development projects. You see, guys, Windhoek is becoming expensive for all of us. Those who even live in Windhoek, those are even natives of Windhoek, of the capital. Windhoek is becoming expensive. Windhoek is becoming overcrowded. Windhoek is actually becoming overburdened. But we're not hearing from other local authorities about expanding.
Omana ne wodon dara teme hira kama ha poro shiwangongo. Hinanga mburu na bimu uramba. Kako. Shiwana non dara tamba. Wanduare mave ivi korui. Shitu hino kuna nano kushevero uthembawe hii mamaturi uoshua ngungu po waka mwaha. Okusha tuakura meno matukiro kukara na wipotha mamahiwe tuombadhu. Ehiro shua ngungu, owini uoshua na ore tuatuhi. Etekatu thero kia njiro vandu okutuhana pare rapo. Ehiro shua ngungu, ehiro horo mende. Monao, owini wetu atuhi. Kapeno mundu nguya njiro kushito shapu mavanga nukuhino uthemba okula kuhona pare uombadhu. Po oshirata shomahi watu kondwa tokolo mbanda. Ove mwene yo kushevero shikuni no shoye, po ehipu peno nganda yo yeuriri, nondarat, nungwari, kahiro marithiro. Imbo ope njeno veta, oshako veta yomathu nino wehi, oisha tano yomburo mayovieva rina mbali. O ministri yo tutumbo no vikunwa, omeva no mathu nino wehi, ino ngendo nongaro njika endithi wovandushiva, beka enda kumurungu nukuna nodho ndarata mehira kamwaha nukuhino uthemba. Monao, o ministro Shima Yanjon Dunge kuimba mbeka endito ngaro njo, okutho kudhako kongaro hadheru anjo. Kehi obete o matuni no wehi, obeto isha teno yomburo mayovivari na mbari, kapeno mundu kuyanjiro kuna nonda rata momahiwa kamwaha nukuhi na uthemba. Gamu mundu ngwamu ni kwenjo, molo njito dhopenje yoveta, mape womberero, yodondo ladha Namibia o mayoviane. Po, ombure imwe moshuwa kamburu. Po, odombero wade embari, ama pedu kongaro. Imbambe nongo nomo kuithapo dondarata nduva nana, kombunde eraro uho na pare, wina mabethu todo ndola dhana mibio, mirongo vitano meyuva arihe, ondarata njo shirimbo. Ohoromende ino mediri ya okunana, no kuche hiro maturi oshuwa ngungu, mumbwiro yoviwa na vyombadhu, mbia tulaporuwe Mondando yokuera ondengu yoviungura vyomekurithiro. Odondrata ndaya njero wa momahio waka mwaha. Odondande shevero tumbo todonganda. Ovikuni no. No viunda vyodongombi. Odondrata dopenge yoveta. Odondade hende shaero shuwana. Okuunguritha odomburo dokuti no marindi. O ministri maivanga ovakwatira vana Namibia kokusha vemune outhembawa opupeta. No kumuna odomburo dokuti. Okuturu ngira mumachero, nomana neno omathimba, momano wonje verero yomade vangeripo. Oshu wanamenara nao, oshimashini ngirwa, okushivithangamwa omana neuodon darata upenje yoveta, koma uhona pare wombadu, oshirata shomahi waka mwaha, po o ministri yopopedu njiri modondende radhao. Oveta yehi ipiru kira omana neuodon darata ngeri penje noveta, monao, Shito maningiri okuturu ngira moshirata shomahi waka mwaha. Okunana odondarata momahi waka mwaha nukuhino uthemba openje noveta. Oviungura vietu okuhona parerapo nukuhienenitha omaunguriro omathemba odombwiro dhehi mo Namibia. Omuhunga wetu okuhienenitha omahaneno odomburo dhehi mo Namibia. Omananeno mathemba no maungurithiro wadho kumbwiro yovature va Namibia avehi. Ondando, okuhongorera po oshungura shomatu nino wehi, no mananeno wadhoporo harama adhome kurithiro wehi roshua ngungu, nongwithikiro okudhako horomende ya Namibia, oruwano romahi roa Europe no maungurio wakumwe kweno horomende ye hiro vando ishi, okuturu ngira mombanga yome kurithiro ye hiro vando ishi. Konjivithiro komurungu hakaena noruparo mapitithiro odhombude, do ministry pono moranji. Onoro hambo umwe oimwe.
Ombaro onora, ohambo ndatu, ohambo mbari, omuvyu, ombari, omuvyu.